They were birds exactly like those. Named castle rooks by some. Never royal rooks, though, for they were scavenger birds. You asked what yonder rooks live on. Could be their scavenging in the yards and streets of his castle, now that he's departed.
The Cas Roy Rus. Or Roy Rouge, or whatever you call it.
I don't say for sure, but... Roland didn't finish, and didn't need to. After that, she kept an eye on the birds, and yes, they seemed to be both coming and going from the southeast. The birds might mean that they were making progress after all. It wasn't much, but enough to buoy her spirits for the rest of that day and deep into another shivering, rotten cold night. 6. The following morning, as they were eating another cold breakfast in another fireless camp, Roland had promised that tonight they would use some of the sterno and have food that was at least warm. Susanna asked if she could look at the watch he had been given by the Tet Corporation. Roland passed it over to her willingly enough. She looked long at the three sigils cut into the cover, especially the tower with its ascending spiral of windows. Then she opened it and looked inside. Without looking up at Roland, she said,
"Tell me again what they said to you."
They were passing on what one of their good minds told them. An especially talented one, by their accounts, although I don't remember his name. According to him, the watch may stop when we near the Dark Tower, or even begin to run backward.
"Hard to imagine a Patek Philippe running backward," she said. "According to this, it's 8:16 a.m. or p.m. back in New York. Here it looks about 6:30 a.m., but I don't guess that means much one way or the other. How are we supposed to know if this baby is running fast or slow?"